everybody, welcome to another episode of Zelda Working Title Podcast. Today, we're going to cover Nintendo's E3 2011 conference. Here with me today are Nick, Matt, and their friend Alex.
Yeah, this is a different Alex than you're used to.
This is Alex 2.0.
Not Asian Alex, upgraded. Different Alex.
Yeah, this is Mexican Alex.
This is Mexican Alex.
Yeah, Alejandro.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
So we're about 4 or 5 minutes out.
No, nope.
2 minutes.
We're two and a half minutes.
Two? Oh,
two and a half men away from starting.
Oh, man. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm super excited.
Real quick, what are your predictions? Hurry.
I'm
Project Cafe is going to be called the Nintendo, and it's going to cost $500, and it's going to be virtual reality, and it's going to go straight into your brain.
Well, I think they're going to open with Zelda, and they're going to announce a release date right at the beginning.
Did they open with Zelda last year, or did they show some other stuff first?
Okay. Yeah, they did. They showed a trailer.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess open with Zelda. They're just going to talk a lot about
Cafe. Oh, yeah, they're going to talk about the new Mario 3DS game that the Galaxy team is developing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about
probably
that.
Probably talking about microphone.
I want to see Kirby somewhere in there. I'm sure they're going to talk about all the 3DS games that are upcoming, like Kid Icarus and Resident Evil, and
I hope they talk about the Resident Evil Revelations or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
The story based
I'm sure they're going to talk about the eShop channel that just came out.
Oh yeah.
I mean, really all I'm expecting is a bunch of Project Cafe in 3DS, which is really all I want, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know, and I'm excited.
Less than a minute.
Nick Cavedo on our Facebook page said that he's calling that Retro's new game is Super Smash Brothers.
No.
That is wrong. But I told him if he's somehow right, I'll give him a super special shout-out. Which means me moaning his name while ejaculating on live television. I'm actually going to go on live television.
It's quite an honor, Nick.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
Guys,
and
Matt will do it, too.
Seconds.
These are again, idle threats. Again, if you guys want to watch this with us, we're watching the game trailers stream. So.
Yeah, that's funny that they would... How would they know that?
They do now.
if you want to watch this with us next year... Can you watch
it? Oh, shit, guys.
Two,
4 seconds.
One, zero.
Oh, I'm behind you guys.
Negative
by a
one,
second.
Negative two, negative three.
sweet anticlimactism. That's a word.
Han Solo Gamer. I shouldn't make jokes about what we're listening to. The pre show.
Sweet. No, I guess not.
All
right, we're going.
Oh my God!
Nintendo. Yeah! There it is.
Holy shit!
One, two,
Nick.
Oh man!
One.
Oh look, it's Zelda trailer.
This is a live orchestra doing Zelda music.
Yeah.
Oh no! Did Mr. Cafe make a flashback 20 years? Not again!
They're revealing the chronological order of the games.
Oh, shit.
Oh my God, it's a real
timeline. Turns out
finally.
This is the game timeline.
Ironic.
I wonder if this orchestra is going to play for the entire conference.
I hope so.
Me too.
This is the entire conference, guys.
It's
they're
going to
play through all of the Zelda
games. This is not a montage of all their games, right? These are all Zelda games, right?
Yeah.
Zelda's the guy in the green, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, look right here.
That's a stupid baby Zelda.
Well, there's the gritty.
So many babies played that game.
Oh, Zelda's a gritty reboot. You heard it here.
Now I noticed that they didn't show the I forget what it's called. And that's okay.
Diminished cap?
No. The
CDI games?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, the CDI helps, yeah.
Here we go. What is this?
A separate conference for them.
Ganondorf.
Is Skyward Sword a sequel?
No. I've heard that it's a prequel.
Oh, look. There's it's your timeline reboot of the franchise. Ocarina of Time happens after. Ocarina of Time happens twice.
Wait, they're saying things.
Then Wind Waker happens again.
Yeah. And then Zelda's there.
Hey, that's your website logo.
That's my website logo is heavily influenced by the Triforce.
I've noticed.
I'm going to plug my website and say, everybody go to alexmadrigal.com.
There you go.
Go for it.
He's got terrible, some really terrible sick artwork. Terrible, terrible stuff.
Throw up some of your link drawings.
Some of the worst. I need to put up the, I need to start working on those 25 link drawings.
This is really cool.
This is a really cool.
If you were there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, maximize the feed window.
Throw it up in a projector.
18 hours of Zelda.
If you watch
music.
This on your 3DS, it would be a lot more immersive.
That'd be really cool.
They're just going through every song in the Zelda library.
I'm surprised
right now.
They didn't do that, actually.
Yeah, guys, maybe that's just a giant 3DS screen.
Yeah, you're right.
3D.
Wait, you can jump over that fence?
Apparently. Wait, did Nintendo change their colors to be
Microsoft?
I
totally didn't know that. I always jumped over the side fences.
I can't wait to replay this on the 3DS.
Yeah.
And it comes with the Master Quest, too, right?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. And I heard that the, I think this might have been a rumor, because I can't really confirm this, but I heard that some of the original dungeons were a little mixed, reworked as well.
They are in the Master Quest. I don't know if they are in the normal game.
I heard they were slightly altered in the normal game, but I could be wrong.
Skyward Sword! Yay. Yeah, please pull up the cameras. Far back as possible for us to see nothing. Whoa!
Nice. So it looks like he and Zelda are friends from the start.
If that's Zelda.
That's gotta be Zelda.
Yeah. Well, he's had a sister.
That's true. Holy shit.
What?
What?
If it's a sequel. What? Wait a minute. What's happening?
That's that Master Sword.
25th anniversary. What does that mean?
Oh, it's just showing all the games.
Yay!
Man, that new footage looks so good.
I think
good.
They may announce some kind of, like, collector's
thing. Yeah, they were going to do, like, a special thing for it. Yeah.
Ladies and gosh, gentlemen, look at that screen. Please welcome the creator of The Legend of Zelda, Shigeru Miyamoto.
Oh, I'll give it to you. I've got, like, a big high-res version.
Yeah, Miyamoto.
I bet you that's Errol, and this is a sequel to Wind Waker.
I bet you it's not.
I bet you...
Let Miyamoto speak. Oh, he's actually wearing a suit.
I love you, Miyamoto. I love you so much.
I hate Alex. Oh, that's his first word.
And the way of God.
You're right.
Zelda. It sure does bring back memories. Okay. I'd like to ask Mr. Bill Toynen from Nintendo of America to translate for me once again this year.
I want to be Miyamoto's translator.
I want to be his concubine.
So last year was the 25th anniversary of the Super Mario Brothers series. This year is the 25th anniversary of The Legend of Zelda.
What are you going to give us?
Since we first released this game back in the 8-bit NES days, the gameplay and the visuals have constantly evolved with each new hardware system. And so has the music.
All live orchestrated music.
The piece performed by the orchestra today was a theme song for The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword. I'm used to hearing it at work every day now, but to hear it performed by an orchestra like this, in a hall like this, is exhilarating. Now, music is an indispensable piece of The Legend of Zelda. The feelings you get when you solve a puzzle or open a treasure chest or are helped by a fairy are in part created by the music that you hear at each of those moments. And of course, Link has often used a musical instrument as an important item in each of his quests.
What was that?
But since we have a full orchestra here today, a very talented one, I think we should ask them to play some of these songs live for us.
Nice.
What do you think?
Later, after we announce the new console.
Yeah, please.
Okay. Let's start simple with the chime for solving a puzzle.
Yeah, all of the music is going to be orchestrated.
That's great.
That feels nice. Next, how about
Wii music too?
Getting an item.
Zelda tie-in.
Shh. Wait. Shh.
That's so rad.
That was a little short. Let's try something a little bit longer. How about the melody from A Fairy's Fountain?
Yes! Yes! I just came.
I'm confirming that.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's so fucking beautiful!
Thank you, Miyamoto. Thank you, Koji Kondo.
Isn't that nice? Maybe we should do getting an item one last time. This one.
What's he gonna pull out? His dick.
Getting an item. Oh.
Oof.
Item
ghetto.
Shitting! He's shitting on stage!
Very nice. Very nice.
I was hoping something was going to get shown on
the
screen.
I know.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you very much. Did you know all of these songs?
Say it.
I thank all of you for remembering these simple 8-bit Zelda tunes in this age of high-end game machines.
No more music in Zelda games. Buy the CDs and listen along.
We have prepared a Zelda game.
Everyone gets a free orchestra with their purchase.
That's what I said on Twitter.
First off, although the Nintendo eShop launched only yesterday for Nintendo 3DS, starting today, The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening will be available as the first title in the Game Boy Color Virtual Console lineup.
That's really cool.
Whoa!
Getting it.
So you'll be able to download it today, and it should be available around the world by day's end. Now this is a game that we created, perhaps with the most unbridled creativity of any game in the series. And I think it's great for people who are playing Zelda for the first time, because from it they can learn the basics of Zelda gameplay. And then starting next weekend, The Legend of Zelda 3D will launch for Nintendo 3DS around the world.
Yes.
So now that it's on Nintendo 3DS, the frame rate has been improved, the graphics have been revamped, and it feels great. There's a new sense of realism when you're riding your horse through the sweeping scenery of Hyrule. Now, for those of you who are playing it for the first time, we've included hint movies to help you along the way.
I hope this leads into an announcement.
Yeah, really.
I'm thinking it will.
For those of you who have played the game in the past, we have included the mirrored Legend of Zelda Master Quest mode, and we've also added a boss challenge mode.
Sweet.
Next up, we have coming in September, on Nintendo DSi.
I thought they were going to say Skyward Sword.
Zelda 4 Swords that we're going to make available to all of you as a free download.
I'm just expecting him to be like,
whoa!
Tomorrow, Skyward Sword.
Free.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So because this is a four-player
free
Zelda
Skyward
game,
Sword.
Oh, I want to get my 3DS.
All of your friends together.
Providing you have only three friends.
Skyward Sword. This will be out worldwide this holiday season for Wii.
Woo!
Yeah.
Give us a day.
No official release date? Are you fucking kidding me?
Now the game is going to use Wii Motion Plus to swing your sword. And it's also going to help make using items
we know this.
Like bow and arrow simpler. And so, in honor of this, we're going to create a special gold Wii remote.
Nice.
Will also be available.
Sweet.
As a promotion when we launch the game. So you can look forward to that as well. Now I'm playing Skyward Sword at work every day. And it really feels as if I'm the one that's fighting all of those battles.
Because I'm insane.
I feel like my arm's gotten a little stronger. It's great exercise. Now, from a volume standpoint, the game is packed full of content. And I think that we're going to be able to deliver to you the most satisfying Zelda experience of any game in the series.
5 hours of gameplay.
If only.
And then, of course, because these are games, they have many elements that I think you need to play yourself to truly understand. So I hope you all play both The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D and Skyward Sword on the show floor this week.
What else?
Please play it. Now, we also have an orchestra here today.
Say it.
So, in honor of the 25th anniversary, we'd like to announce that we're going to be holding the Legend of Zelda 25th Anniversary Symphony Concerts in each region around the world.
Oh, cool.
Whoa.
That is really cool.
So,
but I can't play an orchestra.
Orchestra today, who's done a fantastic job.
You haven't played Orchestra Hero? It'll make you an orchestra man in 2 minutes.
It's going to make me an orchestra man?
So, we'll be holding these concerts in each region. They'll be happening in the fall, and you can look forward to more announcements from Japan, the U.S., and Europe about the specific dates.
Yeah, we're never going to tell you anything on stage here.
Additionally, we're preparing two CDs.
Nice.
The first is the Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D official soundtrack.
Nice.
And this is going to be made available as a gift to those who are among the first to register the game with Club Nintendo.
Oh.
Hey, fucking, let us buy it, you fucks!
Nice. I'm getting it.
It's going to be based on the Legend of Zelda 25th Anniversary Symphony Concerts. And will be used in conjunction with the release of Skyward Sword. So you can look forward to that as well.
Why can't they just sell stuff to us?
We're also planning a number of other events and activities to celebrate the 25th anniversary beyond these, so you can look forward to more announcements later this year. So, for the last 25 years, the Legend of Zelda series has been supported by an incredibly large development team. Just internally within Nintendo, over 200 people have worked directly on the series. And I have been truly honored to be able to work with such.
You know, he's
going to
thank all of them individually.
We would like to announce stuff, but
so I would like to invite them on stage as well. First is Takashi Tezuka. And I've worked with Takashi Tezuka on the Super Mario and Zelda series. Next is Yoshiaki Koizumi, who I worked with on Super Mario 64, Ocarina of Time, and more recently on the Super Mario Galaxy series.
And he still looks like he's 20.
And I think perhaps you all know Eiji Aonuma, who is the producer of the Legend of Zelda series.
Yay.
But what's most important in all of this are all of the fans who have played The Legend of Zelda over the years. So all of you who have been playing and supporting the series, we would like to thank.
Look at this guy in the orchestra.
This section of our presentation.
No!
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we're not getting official release dates of anything.
That was exciting, guys.
And fuck you, Shigeru Miyamoto. You're my least favorite game developer of all time.
Not even an extended trailer or a new trailer.
Nope.
Worst E3 ever.
I don't know. Yeah,
I think the thank you is going to get just as much stage time as Miyamoto did.
Yep, you're not able to watch this. Basically, they're just playing music for a long time. Nothing's happening on stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Nintendo's
global president. It's great because they have the shortest
press
conference.
Satoru Iwata.
Satoru Iwata.
Hooray!
Vitality sensor, vitality sensor.
Yes, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
When we launched Nintendo DS and Wii over the last several years, we stated a goal of expanding the gaming population. And today, we have changes in who play.
Console announcement.
Where we play.
I hope the first bullet point says MILFs.
MILFs play.
That once divided players by age group or personality or even by gender are starting to be erased. But
transgenders, however, are still not allowed to play video games.
Way to go, Nintendo.
Some hardware is seen as appropriate for only the most active, passionate players. Others, like we, they say, seem to attract a large number of more casual gamers. As an industry, what
the kid is really into it.
Yet is a game platform that is equally satisfying for all players. Yet,
here we go. Announcement.
Is exactly what we intend to create with our new home platform.
How much we won't tell you about it today.
I will suggest two words: deeper and wider. The new platform
my
will
butthole.
Provide deeper game experiences than what even the most passionate gamer has realized before.
Huh?
And it will offer wider
3D screen on the controller.
Wider even than for Wii. And as you will begin to understand this week, it will let everyone see games in a different way.
Oh, God.
We are going to leave the full details for a little later this morning.
Ah!
But...
Bastards.
I wanted you to understand that.
Oh, probably at the very end.
All the technology is origami based.
Is to serve every player, even though each brings to video games an individual appetite, a personal passion, and a distinct gaming history. I believe our new platform represents a major step toward reaching our goal. However, our new home console is a product to look forward to next year.
Next
year? This year, there are bold new experiences coming for Nintendo 3DS and several of the franchises you know so well.
We've given up. Let it die for a year.
3D.
Are they really just...
Yeah, the new Mario game. I mean, Mario Kart.
That's
what? Mario Pilot Wings.
This screen they have is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Star Fox, we're seeing some sweet pre-rendered stuff, guys.
Ah ha ha, do a barrel roll.
You might remember how much I love pre-rendered stuff from earlier. It's my favorite.
Nice.
That's the new Mario game.
It's nothing, it's a trailer.
No, that's it. No, you play it on this big screen. They're all playing it right now.
And it's only pre-rendered and you can't actually do anything.
This guy sucks, he's not even collecting
Tanuki suit.
I know, why...
They always do this. They always show like little videos like this.
I know, but why didn't they announce anything so far besides Link's Awakening?
It's not a huge surprise.
Super Mario Bros. 3.
And they announced it is coming out later this year, and they're not going to delay it.
They already said that, though. They already told us what the release date for Skyward Sword was.
They told us quarter one of this year.
Nice.
We said 2011.
Oh, whoa.
Luigi's Mansion.
Oh, somebody was right.
I think Noah, maybe?
Yeah. So Luigi's Mansion coming to 3DS?
Maybe.
Yep.
Definitely. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the video is president about, of maybe. Nintendo of America, Reggie Fils-Aimé.
Reggie!
Great. He's going to start slinging pizzas.
He's got pizzas! Free pizza party
former
for everyone.
CEO of Pizza Hut.
We hear you.
I looked.
You want what you've always wanted, but you also want
Skyward Sword released it.
You want to play things and things to look like they always have, but you want the buzz of the new. You want comfortable.
Too bad.
You want surprise. Contradictions? No problem. They come with the territory. But is it fair to ask?
Your Wii is the next
is it
console.
Even possible
oh my
to
god.
They're going to ship us an empty box for us to put it in and pull out again.
Well, as Mr. Iwata suggested with our new home console, this is exactly what we're also aiming for with Nintendo 3DS. And that's coming in several ways. Let me start with the things
several
that matter
wares.
Most to get.
You let it slip.
Those
plasticware
new
confirmed.
Headline titles for Nintendo.
No, werewolves on Nintendo.
As you just saw, we've got five key ones to show you this week. On the show floor, you'll see these games in full 3D. But here on stage, of course, we can only offer you 2D versions. So,
of course.
Let's get going. First off the line is Mario Kart. It's the game you've enjoyed for years, but now it's a tricked-out version you haven't driven before.
Need for Speed, the run!
Quick time events, guys.
If Mario doesn't get out of that cart, I'm gonna freak out.
Oh man, look at the car tits on those cars. Hottest cars on the planet. What's tricked out about this?
They're getting to it.
Look at all the tricks.
Oh, backflips! They're all doing backflips! Summer's.
No, they're all eating tricks. The tricks rabbit is a new playable
character.
They've
got hang gliders. What else?
I haven't seen any.
Hang glider!
Oh! That's tricks.
That's pretty tricked out.
Oh man, I can't believe they put hang gliders in a Mario Kart game. How edgy.
Is that it?
Oh,
nope.
Nice. Whoa!
So
okay, that's awesome.
Boosh.
You can go underwater in the new Mario Kart game.
Have you guys noticed that in all Mario Brothers games, everybody can breathe underwater?
Yes.
No?
No, Mario 64, you can die. And Mario Galaxy.
Oh, really?
2D one.
Yeah, you can drown in your
remember
games.
That.
I guess that was
Kart and Mario Sunshine. Like
and Mario Sunshine, yeah.
Nice.
Damn!
Look at those big wheels.
Yeah, you got big wheels. They keep on turning.
No, that's the wheel in the sky.
Oh. Three shells.
Dude, listen to that electric guitar.
I know.
Extreme.
That is more amazing than any electric guitar. That looks pretty sweet.
Cool.
You go underwater and fly.
This entirely
it's
new
like Diddy Kong
Mario
Racing.
Kart
yeah.
races into the stores this holiday season. In 1993,
no release
Nintendo
dates,
created
ever.
A video game that many
they,
said
Nintendo always announces
like
release dates
3D.
At their conferences.
Now, Star Fox is back, and
yay.
With Nintendo 3DS, this time the 3D is entirely real. When Fox jumps back into the cockpit, you've got a choice to make. You can use buttons.
Kind of hoping
for
it was going to be a new Star
control,
Fox game.
Or turn the hardware itself.
They've now sold us this game
control.
3 times.
I know.
That means.
Oh, that's funny because they
option,
have with Ocarina of Time
turning
as well.
And tilting the system yeah. itself does exactly the same thing for your fighter. It turns and climbs and dives when you do. And there's something.
Also, the exactly the same thing as the control
too.
Pad.
Yes, the faces and voices of your fellow pilots are still there, but this time they're real. The Nintendo
oh, wow,
it
looks like
that is
really,
that's a cool feature.
Every reaction, whether they're on your tail or you're on theirs.
Ooh. Get into the
celebrating
tail
their kills or going down in flames, it'll all be there for you to watch. Soaring and Banking in Real 3D arrives in U.S. stores this September.
Good.
Whoa.
Next.
3DS has got some major games coming out this year.
Hell yeah, it does.
Hardware,
the new Mario game.
And it's also true that no franchise has sold more systems than Mario. So get ready. He's coming to Nintendo 3DS. It's true that tens of millions ran Mario through 3D.
Come on, Pikmin.
Mario Brothers 3.
DS.
But this is the first 3D Mario adventure created from scratch for a portable system.
I get it.
And once you've played Super Mario 3D, I think you'll agree it incorporates quite a tale.
Mario's got a foxtail. He's a furry in this one.
Interesting.
That's cool.
This is level design. It looks, holy shit, it looks great.
Yeah, it does. No hat!
What?
This looks so good.
Nice!
Oh my god!
Tanuki suit.
Turn to stone, turn to stone.
When you're gone, he turns to stone. That's so awesome! You can be mini Mario in 3D.
Yeah.
Wow. The graphics are fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This has to look so stunning in 3D.
Yeah.
Oh, god damn it.
Oh, fuck.
Nice.
That's more of my money. I just have like a running tally of the money I'm going to be spending before year's end.
I know. Holy
so
shit.
So when do all players get a chance to play? Before the year's end.
Today.
Ugh.
Last year
Yay.
At E3,
so wait
a lot
months.
Of you came away satisfied knowing at last that Kid Icarus was returning.
Yay.
This E3, Mr. Sakurai and Project Sora are happy to provide more details.
Sweet.
Oh, Palutena is little messenger, boy. And Max, it's always a pleasure.
Sorry I'm late. I had other business to attend to.
Wait, you two know each other? Look at the size of that squadron!
Medusa certainly is ambitious.
Aren't you worried at all? These are underworld troops. Are you saying Medusa's been
resurrected? Yes. Though the goddess
Fuck.
Was defeated long ago. We
oh, not Medusa.
Adam, did you play this demo at E3 last year?
No, they just had a movie. They didn't have a demo.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think they had that at a different conference.
Oh, that's cool.
What?
What?
Oh, there's a...
Yeah, that looked like turn-based.
Yeah, I know, for a second.
Nice.
Wow, multiplayer mode looks pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Listen well, Medusa. Your days of darkness are numbered. Prepare to meet the light!
Fuck you, Medusa.
This is going to have some really great voice acting. I can already feel it.
Cool. Uh-oh. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Was there a card battle mode?
Yeah.
Whoa!
Like do that for Pokemon! Do that for Pokemon!
Battling with Pit on both land and in the air is going to be great. But it gets better. This week on the show floor,
is it going to scare our dick off,
though? You'll be squaring off against several human opponents because you're going to discover 3-on-3 multiplayer action.
Wow.
And one more note.
Wow.
This Kid Icarus will also use those augmented reality cards to conduct battles. The Uprising comes to retail later this year.
Oh, my God.
And finally, let's talk about that new game announcement. Make no mistake,
Oh, that's right.
The first brother of Pikmin. Video games is back. And
Luigi's
Mansion.
Yeah.
Oh, well, full-blown sequel.
Nice. Wow. It looks really good.
Yeah, I know.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'm getting a 3DS next month.
Frame rate looks a little iffy.
It could also just be this live stream that we're watching.
Could be. Yeah, yeah.
That looks awesome.
Whoa.
Yeah, the flare and the light.
That area, too.
Nice.
Yeah, Luigi's Mansion, too.
That looks great. It's going to be good.
Oh, man, Nintendo 3DS.
Let me guess, later this year?
You won me over. You did it.
Luigi's Mansion 2 is not a simple revision. It's an entirely new game, making extraordinary use of 3D and featuring not just one, but several new mansions.
Wow.
When we first announced Luigi's Mansion 3DS a year ago, we said that a wide range of third-party developers were already hard at work on games. Creators from around the world.
Oh,
now,
man. I want to see Resident
Evil.
It's time
to show you more of their upcoming work.
Yes.
Man, that's so many first-party titles.
No Luigi's Mansion release date, right?
No.
Resident Evil the Mercenaries.
That comes out later this year. Yeah, or in a couple months, I think.
Mario and Sonic at the Olympics.
Are they kissing?
Nobody gives a shit. Ace Combat 3D? Wow. That looks pretty neat.
Tetris!
Tetris? Never played that before. What's it like? Psych. I'm a master. Cave Story.
Cave Story,
3D.
Nice.
I forgot about this. Yeah, that looks really good. Resident Evil Revelations. Wow, that looks really good.
Yeah, I know,
good.
I know!
Driver Renegade.
That one looks
sweet.
I don't know.
Pac-Man and Galaga.
Oh, that's right.
Wow, that looks good.
It's the original games and updated versions of the games.
Tekken 3D, boring.
That look here.
Oh, shit! Metal Gear Snake Eater 3D. That's an official title now.
Ugh. So good.
In fact, the library of games coming for Nintendo 3DS is unprecedented. In part, that's because a new world of content opened up overnight. Downloading the enhanced internet browser and the Nintendo eShop will move you well beyond anything Nintendo's offered digitally before. You can search for game info, and you'll find multiple videos and screenshots.
Holy shit, guys.
The videos,
Google 3D.
The videos and screenshots are not in 3D,
the key to unlocking,
which is disappointing.
10 separate 3D game trailers.
Ooh.
And game demos will also
like
be available
some of that.
Later
you're wrong.
This year.
Adam.
For either downloadable
well, so far they're
or
not.
Retail
so there.
Software.
Yo, fuck you.
Add to this
wow.
a virtual console service just for Nintendo 3DS. And that means classic portable games starting with Game Boy and Game Boy Color. It also means classic console titles, some dating from even before the NES days. Games given new life with a 3D makeover. And to make sure you understand how quick and
easy
this
process is. Oh,
they
all have 3D, actually? Wow.
For a limited time, you'll receive a free 3D version of an old friend. 3D Classics Excitebike.
It's actually very impressive.
Excitebike is now 27 years old. It doesn't get much more retro than that. but it's still a blast.
I hope they do more remakes like this.
The biggest download
they just said they're going
Nintendo
to.
3DS
Good.
Listen, Adam,
one of
listen.
The biggest franchises in video game history.
Madden!
Pokemon. Oh my god, FIFA! It's FIFA! It's coming back!
Lil Wayne!
For the first time, Pokemon will spring to life, not
oh god.
Only in 3D,
oh god.
But also in the real
Wait.
World. Owners of
oh,
Pokemon
shit.
Black and Pokemon White versions are familiar with the Pokedex.
Oh, he's talking about the 3D Pokedex.
In the game that registers and indexes over 150 new Pokemon.
I wanted a card battling game.
With Nintendo 3DS, an enhanced Pokedex has arrived on the platform.
This is actually very cool.
When you first start Pokedex 3D, there will be 16 Pokemon registered. In order to complete your Pokedex, you'll need to collect the data for the remaining Pokemon via Spot Pass,
and you will in this
friends,
new console version of
or
Pokemon.
By scanning special AR markers. You can search and sort, filter the data in a multiple ways, making it the essential tool for fans.
Oh, man. Come on, card game.
Each Pokemon also has a special Pokemon AR marker.
Mm-hmm.
And with
yeah,
it,
this is cool.
The Pokemon image can be superimposed in real-world backdrops, whether that's your living room
oh, so you
or
can
the
do
Grand
that.
Canyon.
Yeah.
You can assemble
go to Grand
a scene
Canyon
with
just
several
Reggie
Pokemon
said so.
Together. Save it to your
Everyone's
going
to
go to Reggie's house just because the Grand Canyon told me
to share with your friends. Pokedex 3D is available exclusively through the Nintendo eShop on the Nintendo 3DS. It's not in stores.
Wait, it's not.
And it couldn't be.
No, it's just
the,
it's a little application.
The Vita? They're not going to put it
just
on the Vita?
Perform no.
The simple system update, and you'll only need a couple of clicks to find your complimentary Pokedex. It's our gift to you. In
Thanks,
all,
Reggie.
Just
Nintendo
click your screen twice and you get it.
Means social. It means connection. It redefines interaction. And it delivers it all in full 3D display.
I don't know about that.
Of course, there is one more order of business left for us today.
Oh, God.
To make a proper
Come
introduction
on.
To a new gaming companion.
Fuck.
You might remember how the Wii name began to make perfect sense once you started hearing it as Wii.
After we got all the dick jokes out of the way.
Yeah.
We all had
55 years.
Together,
wait, what's it going to be called?
Even with people who weren't gamers before.
People.
But in thinking
it's
about
called
a
gamers.
New Nintendo system.
Buttholes.
We knew the prevailing thought would be this. Yes. The game will probably still be right for all of us.
It's going to be called the, wait, we,
but could it also
like French.
Be a perfect fit just for you?
Oh, God, are they going to call it you?
The answer to that question
they are.
Is an emphatic absolutely.
Yes, the we.
Y-U-U.
We're
yeah.
still convinced of it. That we
the O-U-I.
Come on, what
right
are they
going to
do?
So today, welcome to the world of
oh, geez.
We, you.
What? That's the console
Wii
name?
It's a system
Terrible.
We
yeah,
will all enjoy together.
Always get that
but
shitty
also
reaction.
One that's
Wii U and PS Vita.
For you. The other word associations are easy. Is it unique?
It's going to be called Wii 2 forever now.
Maybe even
Way to go.
Utopian? The answer is also yes.
Oh my god, they're trying to kill
it.
Us.
And here's
they're
going
to force us
why.
To take their drugs.
Wait, shh.
This is the new controller for Wii.
Oh,
Wii.
Shit.
Oh, wow.
Damn, that is sweet.
It's
yeah, that looks like that's not going to be fun to play any sort of games with, though.
Before. Yeah, I know.
It's infinitely complex.
Oh, it's got a contoured back.
And yet perfectly simple. All
huh.
at the same
Those
time.
Those buttons in the
it
joystick
looks like it's
going to
be hard to hold right.
The game personally, and it can change the way you interact with your family and friends. To begin explaining,
wait, is that
let's
the console?
A little quick peek at
no, it's
Wii
the
U
controller.
In action.
Are you sure?
Yes, that's what he said.
Shh.
He's looking at the controller.
Oh, These great. Lucky bastards who got to play it.
They didn't really get to play it, they got to hold
hey,
a prop.
Hey, it's time to watch some baseball.
Okay.
on second.
They're watching baseball.
On the mound. Oh, there it is, next to the Wii, or next to the TV.
No, it's just the Wii.
No, it's not. It was round.
It looks like a Game Gear.
Nice.
The stylus?
Nice. Oh, wow. Cool.
I don't know what this means.
It's an iPad. It means it's an iPad. They're selling us a fucking iPad.
They're selling us a controller for our existing Wii.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Oh, no! No! No, there's a new console because people have dev kits with different specs.
They were showing the console. I mean, there was like a rounded system next to the TV.
We'll see. They haven't shown us it yet.
See? Huh. That's interesting. Yeah, look to the right below the TV.
This has all been pre-rendered stuff, though. Huh.
It looks like it's only a controller.
Yeah. That's the impression that I'm getting.
That looks just like a Wii.
Well, how much time do they have left? Because they're going to have to announce...
They've got like 45 minutes. Ninja Star. Ooh.
What?
Nice.
Cycling sounds awesome.
Cycling with the new Wii.
That's pretty cool.
What? This is really strange.
It's, I don't know how to feel about this.
Huh.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I know how to feel, and it's super fucking confused.
What? The fuck is going on? What?
What?
Holy
new
shit!
New Zelda game confirmed!
No.
God, I want that.
God, I want
holy
that!
Holy fuck!
Holy shit!
Is that a tech demo?
Man. Yeah, it definitely is.
I'm sure.
If that's another tech demo like the old time tech demo, I'm gonna...
It definitely is a tech
totally
demo.
Totally is.
It's upsetting.
Oh my god, my boner!
I know! Why, Nintendo? Why do you have to punch me in the dick constantly?
I'm confused still.
I believe this video have answered some questions. But it probably
and raised a fucking ton.
Several others, too.
Yeah.
So, please let me provide a little more explanation. Up until now, home console games had to occupy the TV screen in order to be played. But the new controller for Wii U with 6.2-inch screen built in means you won't need to give up your gameplay when someone else comes into the room and wants to watch a TV program. Of course,
you're not going to be able to reach those compatible triggers and those buttons.
So,
with
all Wii games.
You know, I think it might just be the controller, because it has to be powerful enough to be its own system to play those games.
Can be used. For example, to weigh yourself with Wii Fit, there is no need to use the big screen TV. But this device is designed to appeal to all people,
what the
particularly
fuck?
The most experienced and dedicated players. We believe
that's so amazing.
The variety
why don't
of
they show us more of that?
Yeah, give us that Zelda, please.
Yeah, dear God.
It includes two analog circle pads, a plus control
circle pads, not joysticks,
as well as both ZL and ZR buttons, and the addition of L and R buttons. Also, it enables the rumble feature. But that's not all. The Wii U controller also includes a touchscreen, a microphone, speakers, and accelerometers, a gyroscope, and an inward-facing camera. Just as with Nintendo 3DS, Wii U was created so that the widest variety of games can be supported. That means those aimed at experienced players who can handle a number of buttons and a circle pass using both their hands. And
sounds like
those
psychopath.
Games, which can be played really intuitively without the need for any buttons or stylus input. However, please understand that it was not designed to be a portable video game machine, even though it shared some characteristics. The images displayed on the new controller are generated only by Wii U. There is wirelessly transmitted without latency issues.
Nice.
You can play in a number of ways. Connect with an HD TV in the traditional way, and you can enjoy the most up-to-date, high-quality HD image.
Why do they keep showing us that?
Or you can play the new controller by itself on the cable.
So I'm wondering now if it's its own console, if it needs to attach to anything.
Yes, or they just said it's wirelessly transferred.
Yeah, but to what? The TV or to the Wii?
From
the example,
from the console to the controller.
Such as playing baseball, golf, using the new Zappa, are only a few of the possibilities.
Hmm.
We decided.
Oh, it's a new Zapper.
New structure for Wii U because we want to create a strong bond between games, your TV, and the internet. And also similar one between you, your friends, and your family, all interacting in the same room. This can include web browsing, using the big screen for sharing the photos or videos you found online, or enjoying video chat on the Wii U controller, even
That's very cool.
while watching a TV program. It's
That's
a new
pretty cool.
Talk about the online.
I know.
Talk about the
sure,
console.
The most important factor for gamers is how this new structure can be incorporated into gameplay. So, let's hear first from the developer who has given the most thought so far to new possibilities. Mr. Miyamoto.
We can make games that you play only in the palm of your hands, even when something else is on TV. And we can also make entertainment that uses both the TV and the smaller screen. It's up to the designers to decide how to use this based on what is best for the games they're making. The hardware
itself tells us how powerful it is.
So the games are designed both ways. More than anything, I'm really looking forward to new styles of play in ways we haven't
thought
of.
What is the hardware?
I think
what is going on?
And there are so many, we're just trying to decide where to begin. I think...
Begin by telling us what the fuck it is!
I think as the third-party developers are also thinking up all of their own new ideas, then our vision for the future of the Wii U console will include numerous ways to play.
Numeruses.
Please look for the full
That was a great video.
Interview in text format at e3.nintendo.com. As Mr. Miyamoto indicated, we are facing an unusual situation. And as a developer myself, I also feel this. New ideas are popping up one after another. And we are not alone. A few months ago, I explained the concept of Wii U to Mr. Sakurai, who was developing Kid Icarus.
Smash Brothers.
Discussing which platform his next game should be developed
for
Nintendo 3DS or Wii U. What Mr. Sakurai suggested then...
Please, God, Smash Brothers.
...a specific idea to make Smash Brothers for...
Ah!
...both Nintendo 3DS...
Oh my God!
...Wii U. To make it work.
Wow.
Together.
Yes!
Both brothers.
Thank you, Sakurai.
Well, too bad it's going to be fucking uncomfortable to play on that giant iPad.
...the final work in the... for the Kid Icarus, maybe I shouldn't go into any details today. But I think I have just promised you that Smash Brothers will be developed for Nintendo 3DS and for Wii U, and
God.
That the software will work together in some fashion.
Oh, shit.
Of course, this is a product for the future. But here in LA, there is Wii U software to play this week.
Okay, that just made my day.
Let me call Reggie back onto the stage and ask him to explain.
But is
and
it...
Cammy!
I'm still confused as to if it's a
Nick,
console.
Nick Cavedo, you were
Thank
right.
You
it wasn't retro, but holy shit, you were
Stating
right. Special shout-out.
Stating that will change the way you play games is a pretty bold assertion. So this week, we're providing tangible proof. In the convention center, you're going to find 8 different interactive experiences. Now, please note, those from Nintendo are not prototypes of actual games, they're just interactive demonstrations. Let me show you just an early example of what this system can do.
It's a system. What?
It's pre-rendered. Maybe. Wow. Maybe.
I don't know. The fidelity looks
no,
a bit
yeah.
like in-game. Yeah.
It looks in-game. That's real-time rendering.
Bark is flat.
It's also in-game.
Yeah, that's...
I know, but still. The texture is great, but it's flat.
Adam, I'm gonna kick you in your fucking teeth.
I know, seriously.
You do this every single time. You choose the weirdest thing to complain about.
The colors are weird.
That grass hasn't been cut in a week.
This is definitely, like, in-engine stuff from something.
Yeah.
But that couldn't all be in the handheld.
Why not? It's receiving streaming information from
right.
This
it's got to be
is.
It's got to be powerful just, enough to play games on.
No,
its
no.
Own.
I'm just saying the handheld itself is not the only console because yeah. you couldn't put that engine and those graphics cards in that thing.
Wow.
Oh no. Yeah. Yeah.
And also, is this thing going to be disc based? Are we going to be downloading things?
Let me highlight a couple.
Is there a console?
Shh. And to do that, I'm going to focus on how the new controller can change things. The first is simple. Something that looks a lot like New Super Mario Bros. Wii, but in this conceptual state, it's being called New Super Mario Bros. Me. That's right. Your me plays right alongside Mario.
Oh, God.
And you could watch the action on either of the screens. Second, the new controller
not a bad
can
idea.
Now take the game world off the TV and spread it all around you, letting you peer into it.
In a real life, games are real!
This one is called...
If you die in the game, you die for real.
Shield.
And if you don't move the new controller back and forth, up and down, pirate arrows are going to come from you from all directions and find their mark. Third.
Huh.
Real life,
that's cool.
You're gonna get killed.
Multiplayer.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Taste Me is set in a familiar-looking Nintendo world.
Yeah, it works on the Wii. They're all
that
using Wii modes.
That looks very different, yeah. Depending whether you're holding a Wii remote or the new controller.
Hmm.
If you've got the new controller, you've got a bird's-eye view of the four folks
so
trying
it's
to catch
you. Just a controller?
And that definitely
yeah, I'm guessing those graphics are only on the handheld and not on your TV because we can't
show
handle
floor,
that.
Make sure
right.
But it transmits from the handheld.
Yeah.
What
finally,
is going
so
on?
You
find that same idea to create a different kind of shooter. Two galactic fighters on the ground
Unless
are shooting up at a
the
spaceship.
New system must just
Hold
use
on.
Wiimotes.
Hold on.
Up there, the pilot is looking down, blasting away from his viewpoint. I'll warn you in advance. It's not easy, but man, it's a lot of fun. Now, to repeat, what I've just described are prototypes, not actual games. But I can announce one title that is in development for Wii U.
Smash Brothers.
Nintendo will publish the LEGO City Stories in partnership with TT Games, a Warner Brothers Entertainment
Fun,
company.
A LEGO game.
This will be a new installment in the LEGO series that sold over 60 million copies in North America and Europe. More than half of those have sold on Nintendo platforms. So it only seems fitting that LEGO City Stories, a new open-world game packed with action, humor, and a whole city full of LEGO vehicles, is coming exclusively to both Wii U and Nintendo 3DS. In fact,
well, they got an exclusive LEGO game.
From around the world see the vast promise of Wii U. But you don't have to take my word for it. Here's a sample of what they're saying.
Once Kojima, the new console, Peter Moore, good.
So much for ports.
My mind immediately started racing to what we can do with this in the world of sports.
And there was total shock and amazement, you know, from the team.
I call it the Swiss Army knife of controllers. It does absolutely everything you could want.
This new controller really revolutionizes the traditional connectivity.
Mr. Caffeine!
It's graphic.
Bring him in.
An engaging interface.
The ability to have asymmetrical gameplay. So one player can be doing one thing while another player can be doing something else on the TV.
友達の対戦やってるのを阻害せず、隣の友達が別の画面を持って楽しむこともできる。Oh man, they're gonna have a ball with Mario Party.
I know.
My wife will be asleep and I
can
put in headphones and play a full
console
gaming experience in bed on this, you know, on this smaller screen. That's a really revolutionary thing for me as a gamer.
But it also means we can make games of a sort that we were never
able to make before. Yeah, Warren Spector.
It's a phenomenal piece of technology. It's a platform, I think, that's going to really revolutionize what's happening in console.
Cool.
We're planning on putting Darksiders.
That looks like a lot of developers.
Oh! Darksiders 2!
We're getting alternate versions of games that are being released.
In Assassin's
Wait,
Creed,
Batman?
Oh my god!
What the multiplayer will look like with multiple screens.
I still don't understand how they're gonna put out where the processing
is. Oh my god!
Of the new controller.
You know, they really know how to
so
keep
fucking
us developers
confused.
On our toes.
It seems like Nintendo sort of heard the voices of the hardcore gamer.
We couldn't be more excited to be able to bring the power of EA Sports to Nintendo's new console. It's not just
so that means
more of the same. It really is opening up a whole new world of gameplay.
This is exactly what it takes to shape the future.
Wow.
So that means it's going to be powerful. Obviously, we've seen it's going to be powerful.
Right.
Where is, like,
where,
Alex said,
yeah,
where
is that
the
power? Yeah!
Wow.
Jesus.
So, it's at least capable of next-gen graphics.
This gen.
Finally.
Dirt.
Yeah, I think... Are these running on the Wii U, though?
I don't know.
Oh, Colonial Marines!
Yes.
Really? Are you excited for that?
I'm so excited for this game. When did they release a good Alien game? Please tell me.
Yes, they have.
That
when? Aliens vs. Predator 2. PC, 1998.
Yeah.
The Conduit 3.
Come on, Abe Lincoln, get on screen. All the boring games you saw yesterday, now on a different system.
boom, headshot.
But still, it, to play a shooter like that, it looks, the controller looks so uncomfortable.
You can use the Wii remote, though. We already know that.
That looks good. Man.
Yeah, holy shit, that looks good. I wish the speed were better quality, but... Metro 2033?
Tekken?
Tekken is the Ridge Racer of fighting games.
Whoa!
You can draw
no
shit!
No way!
Whoa!
Sold!
Okay, that's sold. Actually kind of cool.
Prepare to have your Tekken characters fight with giant dicks on their heads.
Yeah. I know, all of them have dicks on their face. All of them were at a party the day before the fighting tournament.
Wow!
Oh, shit. This has got some pretty high-profile releases.
Yeah.
Already.
We'll see. I don't know. I feel like every time Nintendo announces a console, I'm like, oh man, they got all the studios on this one.
Yeah.
I don't know, but these are like pretty big multi-platform games besides Tekken.
Yeah.
Ninja Gaiden has never been on a Nintendo console, home console, since Nintendo.
I want to see. We still. How are we going to get these games? Are they going to be on a disc?
Everything you see this week is just the first pass. We've got a lot to look forward to when they arrive in final form.
I'm very happy that so many developers already are responding to the potential of creating a new structure for home video game system, the one we were proposing with Wii U. It can satisfy all tastes with deeper gameplay action and wider appeal. To lend one final perspective, we have invited Electronic Arts, the most successful independent publisher in industry history, to join us on stage. Please join me in welcoming
the entire staff.
CEO of EA, Mr. John Riccatello.
They're just going to sing We Are the World.
Oh, it's that CG monster from yesterday.
Oh, fuck. Crypt Man.
Coming out to the Arcade Fire.
So, thank you, Iwata-san, and thank you, Reggie. Over the years, I've
He's
made
dying on stage.
Several console partners, but never
He's
before
melting.
With Nintendo. What brings us together today is a breakthrough in our
Mass Effect 3.
Holy God, I hope so.
Technology. What Nintendo's new console delivers speaks directly to the players of EA Sports and EA Games. Nintendo's new console will produce brilliant high-definition graphics and new gameplay opportunities. We look forward to seeing great EA content on this new platform. Imagine playing football with an innovative new controller that takes all that data, all of that play calling off the big screen, leaving you with a sharper...
Now you can throw an even bigger object at your TV.
He's definitely going
to
break up
the shackles that you fix to your waist.
Jaw-dropping graphics.
Wait, is this? Did he say Battlefield?
Hold on.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's announcing though.
Brought to you.
Why
like,
else
imagine
would he talk about
Nintendo
it?
System, that breakthrough controller.
Okay. That's pretty sweet.
Now imagine those.
Okay, so Battlefield 3.
Online functionality that allows you to download new content, find matches.
Talk about the online,
on
please God.
Participate in a global community. And finally, imagine these EA games on a console with content, gameplay, and community that can be extended to mobile, social networks, as well as the web.
Harry Potter!
Over the past
Harry Potter months, on the Wii.
We've been telling our employees and consumers that EA is undergoing a transformation. We're changing games from a thing that you buy to a place that you go. Nintendo's next console is truly transformational as well. A better platform than we've ever been offered by Nintendo. Deeper online capability, and all of it
good.
It was a bit of a backhanded compliment.
Yeah, right.
Nintendo and Electronic Arts. Thank you. We can't wait to see EA games on this new system.
He was saying, just imagine what you could do with this on this console.
He was.
He wasn't announcing anything.
But they would not bring somebody out there to make promises that they're
not
going to keep.
This morning,
he's promising
oh no.
that they're going
to
support
consider
it.
four platforms.
Jesus.
Nintendo DS.
That's a lot.
Wii. Nintendo 3DS. And Wii U. Think about what they represent together.
I see what they did
Each
there.
Each of these platforms yep. is unique, but they share a common pedigree. It's called innovation. The two screens and touchscreen of Nintendo DS changed gaming. The motion control of Wii changed gaming. Last year, in this theater, you found out that glasses-free 3D could change gaming. And now, there is Wii U. This week, you'll have the chance to hold Wii U's new controller in your hands and find out what happens when a second window opens to your game world. Our presentation
God, I hope it's
this
good.
Morning is just the beginning. And the experience continues right now, whether you're here in the Nokia Theater or watching
or home.
Online.
Huh?
If you're here on site, hands-on begins with those key new Nintendo 3DS games as soon as you walk out the doors behind you and outside to the same tables where you checked in.
Oh, wow.
It's a special chance
3DS only playable outside.
On the show. When you're over at the convention center, there's also hands-on with 8 Wii U experiences, as well as a celebration of Zelda, the 25th anniversary celebration of Zelda. And for all of you who've been watching online, first of all, thanks for joining us.
No problem, Reggie.
And secondly, consider this. This year, the Nintendo Network is back at E3, and it's even better. Our crews will be waiting in the line so you won't have to. And here's what they'll bring you. Daily updates, exclusive content for game fans around the world, interviews with
swim fans too,
and dat fans, comedian.
At our revolutionary new controller.
Wow, it's big.
U. On top of that, look for the newest game trailers and game guides for titles we announced today. It truly is material you won't see anywhere else. So please check back regularly at e3.nintendo.com. In short, at home or on site here in LA, you've got incredible new game worlds to explore this week. On behalf of all of us, thanks for
They didn't announce Sonic.
And let the exploration begin.
Damn it.
Bastards.
Enjoy the show.
Wow. Wow. Oh boy. That's a lot
so
to think about.
Thoughts.
I'm convinced there's a console to this whole thing because they keep referring to it as the Wii U controller.
But he keeps saying this new controller as if it's a new controller for I don't know.
They call it the Wii U's controller. This controller belongs to the Wii U.
The Ryu controller.
The Ryu controller, and the Ken is the console, so I'm pretty sure there's a console.
So, initially I'm thinking that this is a pretty good step for Nintendo, because it seems like it's not, like, a full-blown next-generation console, but it seems like it's more powerful, at least it's as powerful as what we have now.
Yeah.
And if it is only the controller, then we're not going to spend money on a separate console and a controller, which is good.
That is true.
But so. You're going to need something. I mean, these are going to be disc-based games, or if they weren't, they would have announced that. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, you guys said that it was the Wii next to the TV, but to me it looked like it had rounded edges.
No, that was a Wii. It looked like a Wii to me.
All right.
It might just look like the Wii, though.
Yeah. It might just look like the Wii.
I don't know.
I'm sure somebody's going to ask the question. Tons of people are going to ask the question, and I'm sure we'll have an answer.
Yeah.
But
Wednesday, we'll have more thoughts on this. This is going to take... Overall, though, This has definitely been the most interesting conference.
Yeah, there's definitely so the many surprises.
They announced a ton of first party releases for their system or for the 3DS, and
so I don't know about you guys. I would encourage you to go out and buy a 3DS, but for me, I'm just gonna go plop down on my bed and watch all those trailers again.
Yeah. Holy shit. Well, we'll see you guys on Wednesday.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you enjoyed the conference.
Ciao.